settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
Avery, and welcome to the Spirits Work Show, the show that's designed to stretch your mind and broaden your understanding about life on Earth, life after death, and life in other dimensions. And this week, we'll be discussing developing your gifts of spirit. So if you'd like to join us, the phone lines will be open, and the number is a toll-free number. It's 877-876-5227, and that's in the U.S. Canada is 888-810-8322. If you've got any, you might be developing your gifts of spirit, you might be thinking about developing your gifts of spirit. Do you have any gifts of spirit? You might not know that. Do phone in and ask Gregory a question. And who is Gregory will all become clear in a little while.
International number? Are you going to say the international number?
No.
No, you don't want to today.
No. Well,
okay.
I do.
But no, that's fair enough.
Okay,
it's
if you're
all
awake,
right.
It's in the middle of the night. That's why I don't normally say it. It's in the middle of the night, you see.
Aw, she's so lovely. Okay, hi, I'm Nick Avery. As well as Spirits Work on BBS Radio, sorry, the wonderful BBSRadio.com on Mondays at 7 p.m. PST and Thursdays at 1 p.m. PST, we've also got another radio show, which is Spirit Teaching on ArtistFirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. Now, if you'd like to know more about us, our books, CDs, book and Akashic reading, please go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. I am a deep trance medium. And as usual, I will be channeling our resident spirit expert, Gregory Hay, who will be taking center stage on the show, or center seat in this case. I've been working in this way with Gregory for lots of years now. Spirit guide Gregory Hay will borrow my body so he can speak to you, and because it is deep trance, I won't be aware of anything that happens. So if you have a question relating to our subject of discussion, which I believe is Developing Gifts of Spirit Part 3, it is Gregory Hay who you'll be talking to and not me. So, I'm going to hand you over to the other half of this wonderful situation. Well, it's not
trio.
Really a duo, it's a trio, isn't it?
Trio, yes.
It's a trio, but one of them's unconscious most of the time.
Absolutely, and I think by the signs of it, it's just as well.
Thank you. I know you mean well, dear.
Okay.
That's all right. Okay, bye then.
Bye-bye, Mick. Gregory Hay is a spokesperson for a group of spirits of higher intelligence called the White Cloud Group, and they consist of scientific minds of all description, along with ordinary people who have a valuable input to make. They are an educational team and have come to give us access to information that we need to know in order that we may move towards a more harmonious and peaceful way of life, to understand the nature of our existence and hopefully help to save our world from the negative spiral we seem to be caught in. And I'd just like to mention that we are doing another Akashic Reading show. That's mini free Akashic Readings, and that will be this Thursday. We do have a slot open, and possibly two, actually, because one person might not be able to make it. So if you would like to join us this Thursday afternoon, which is the 22nd, at in between 1 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so basically it's a 1 o'clock show, I would need your full name at birth, your date of birth, and one question, and I want you to think about the question and try to make it a more spiritual question. It's not something that you would maybe ask a psychic or anything like that. It's not a fortune telling. It's not going to tell you whether to move house, whether you're going to find your love, That sort of thing. And I will need that in advance. This isn't something that you can do and phone up BBS on the day to do. You have to book it with me first. So I will need to know that by Wednesday, really, at the latest. So if you would email enq@spirit-teaching.com, and our website is spirit-teaching.com, where you can find out the email if you forget that, okay? Then I will get back to you and we can arrange it, all right? It's about a 10-minute reading and you will find out, your doorkeeper's name, your soul group's name. It's something totally different. It's reading from your Akashic Book of Life, which is the book that everything that you have ever been is written in, okay? And Spirit Gregory will get to your book and he will read from it and give you a short reading. Well, actually, it's quite long. And if you do get in touch and we're full up for Thursday, I will put you down for the next time that we do this, which will be in a few weeks' time. I haven't got the date for that yet, but you will get a reading, okay? So do get in touch, enq@spirit-teaching.com, and if you forget the other things that I've mentioned and you're confused about what it is that you have to send me, then just get in touch and we can email back and forth and get that sorted out. Okay. So, I'll mention the call again tonight. It's toll-free in the U.S. It's 877-876-5227. And from Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And that's to join in with our conversation tonight. If you've got any problems or any queries or questions about development, mediumship skills, psychic, healing skills, we're here for you. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, Finn.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
Good.
So, tonight was part three of our Developing Gifts of Spirit.
Yes, Finn.
Where would you like to start tonight?
Well, we were thinking, actually, my friend, upon matters and situations that may arise for people exploring their gifts. Perhaps even to do with what sort of sensibility they may have. Perhaps, shall we begin perhaps with healing or something like that? It may be that you as a human being identify emotionally very strongly with other people. And it may well be that this emotional tie that you have is something that you either find as a help or a hindrance in your motivational situation with helping other people in the healing capacity. That is, you lending your energy to the spirit world and allowing that healing energy from the spirit world to come through you to your patient. What is it that you are going to do to prepare yourself for that healing situation? Now, I am well aware that many of you will have been trained in Reiki healing or whatever, so you already have a vast array of different situations that you have to bring yourself into in order to prepare and that you have trained for in that event. The point is that we wish to make here is that healing is actually a very subtle and also a very simple situation. In truth, my friends, each one of you as a being, as a physical being, but as a spirit having a physical existence, are capable of healing someone else, of bringing healing to someone else in the form of a loving vibration or in the form of contact through the spirit world to help you with these energies of the Creator. After all, these energies are of the Creator. You are not going to see a being in physical life, and I dare say that a very great many people will take exception to what I have to say, but that it is for every single being in physical life of human type and form, you all have a gift of spirit to heal someone else. Without exception, everyone has a gift of spirit to heal someone else. You may not think this at the time. Perhaps if you're thinking or feeling negative or something like that. But in truth, the simple truth, the fact of the matter remains, every one of you is able on some level to bring communication with the spirit world towards someone else to give them healing, to facilitate healing toward them in some way. So just think about that for a moment. What does this really mean? It means that, true, you may not have the skills, you may not have the creation of energy that so many people rave on about, that so many people affix their attitude and their standing in life. Oh, I'm a great healer because I have such wonderful energy. How many times have you heard that, I do believe? And the answer will be thousands. Thousands of times you will have heard that I have a superior energy, those mediums blowing their own trumpets about what their healing abilities are. Truth of the matter is, friend, it's got nothing to do with them. It's got nothing to do with a person's understanding or their morality, nothing to do with a person's own personal particular bent in their life. What it actually has to do with is a person's unique ability to give of themselves in a free way, in the moment, towards someone else. Opening up that well within a self, that beautiful well of love which exists. How do I know that it exists? How do I know that every single human being upon the planet alive today has a part of this well in existence of them? Even murderers, even those beings who have done such terrible deeds, still have a part of this love attached to them and still may acquire access to it to help someone else facilitate love in their life. I know this quite simply, dear friend, one and all, that the reason for this knowledge that I know is that this love within a self, which is within every one of you, without exception, is there because it is a part of what Creator is. It is a part of God. So how can you deny that? How can you say that you yourself have not got this gift? Because it's there. I can see it in every being. Every being has this gift. It's just that perhaps for some of you, you choose not to accept it. Or perhaps some of you feel belittled by other people standing in saying, well, yes, I have developed and fully developed and accrued my wonderful gifts of spirit and my healing attributes. I actually have this wonderful energy about me, therefore I can bestow it on someone else if I so wish it. You are a fool to yourself if you think that, because every single being is a part of the divine creation of all life. And as such, your healing gift is just the same as anyone else's. One person who has never ever given healing before to anyone else, never even thought about it, if they open up really and truly, really not just believe it, but know it, acknowledge that within themselves is a part of that wonderful creative force of all life, and creative force of all the universe, that which is God. If you understand these simple facts which are within your life, you, my friend, will be able to walk up to someone else and give them healing. Healing of the spirit. Don't call it something else. Don't dress it into some other awful name or some conjured name that you have to feel that you have to trademark in order to acquiesce to the systems of standing that you have. That is just stuff of the material world. nothing at all to do with the spirit. Nothing at all to do with spirit energy or the divine energy of the universe. You are being sacrilegious to that energy if you even attempt to do that. Every single being, my friends, has this beautiful, wonderful, unique gift of love to give to someone else. It can be a person of your choosing. It may be a person you identify with as needing your help. Don't forget to ask them first if it's all right. Some people take a bit of umbrage at being approached by someone they don't know. Imagine, my friends, how you feel. Even if someone comes up to you in a moment of your need and says, I understand, and gives you a hug, how do you feel with that transfer of energy? Truly, really, how do you really feel? By their reaching out in a simple way and giving you this divine presence. Because they really mean it. Because it comes from the love within them. Isn't that a beautiful gift to give?
Okay. Well, that's very interesting for people that maybe hope that they've got a gift. That they will have a gift of healing, at least.
Absolutely.
The thing is, I think people are so used to hearing people extol their virtues of, well, I'm third generation psychic healer, whatever, and I,
yes.
You know, and all the other things that they call themselves and the energy that they say they use,
yes.
You know.
It is so tiresome, friend.
Well, you know, but it's, I think, very uplifting for people to realize that, that actually, don't be put off by this, you know, you're not something of a lower form of being.
You're not pond life.
I'm absolutely not, you know. And so really, so what should somebody do then to develop their gift?
Well, quite simply.
Being saying specifically.
Yes, really, I am saying this is so simple. It is so simple. It makes me laugh. It really does. Because it is so simple and so beautiful and so part of the universe. Be a part of the universe. Don't sit there leaving it to everyone else. Be a part of the universe and have that outgoing personality, even if it's not a part of your past personality. Forget about it then. Put that to one side. This is something else. This is something different that can actually drive you forwards. Create happiness in your world. As well as in so many others. So many other beings can benefit by your sheer presence.
So what should they do?
It is simple. If you, for example, if you feel, think for a moment. Look in the side of your family, in your family group. Are there people in your family group that perhaps you feel need some extra affection, need some support, some emotional understanding? That is healing too. Being a listening ear is healing. Being able to help someone to understand that their problems are not just unified to their own persona, that they actually are a part of all of this great matrix of energy, this beautiful blooming energy which exists throughout the universe, and that they too are a part of it. You can help them simply by being there in their presence. You can help them, and don't think about, well, I haven't trained for this, I haven't trained for that. Don't worry about it. You don't need training. You need to open yourself. That is the secret. Open yourself. Difficult, I know, for some people to do. They've been so closeted and kept in a cupboard for years. How on earth do you feel that you can possibly express those energies, those vitalities of energy and love that are hidden deep within you, which actually are pleading with you to get out, to escape, even just for a moment. You just hold someone else's hand when they are passing. You are giving them a divine gift of loving support. You are giving to them a treasured piece of you because you are with them in every breath, even though it may be in their last. What wondrous things you can give to someone else. Something of your energy, something of your giving of service. Give it. Don't keep it, give it. It is there, so you don't have to think, oh, well, yes, well, I have this gift, I've been told I have this gift, I can see that, yes, yes. And what do I do now? What do I do now? You're standing there on a sixpence, and you're looking all around you. What do I do now? Well, to begin with, take your shoulders out of your ears. And actually look around you. Drink in the actual view, the vista that you see. Drink in the energy that you see. Become at appreciation of that energy. Become engrossed within it. And feed off of it if you want to. It's there for you to do that. Because that is part of God too. How wonderful is that? Everything that you see is a part of God. How beautiful. Yet so many people just deny it, just pretend it doesn't exist. Oh no, God is about something to do with religion. It's over there. Don't want to have anything to do with that. No, it isn't. It's right there in your heart, in your breast, in your neck, in your lungs. It's there every time you breathe in and out. Because you are breathing in and out physical life. You are exchanging chemicals, gases, microorganisms. They're living off you, living within you, and passing away within you. They are feeding off you, and you are feeding off of them. Their energy, your energy, is all a part of the interconnected force of all life, God. G-O-D, God. That is what it is, and that is what you are connecting with, dear friends. You are all a part of this divine language. Do you see that? Do you not visit with it? Perhaps only on certain occasions. Perhaps only when it suits you. Perhaps only when you suit it. But that isn't the case either. You don't have to prepare for anything. All you have to do is make the effort. Make the energy, the time. The scenario comes together. It makes
Hello. A
completion
Hello.
Of that energy. Hello, friend.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Scott. And I
Hello, Scott.
Hi. I had a couple of questions.
Yes.
Okay. Of the Akashic Records, are they located in your energy field, in your auric field? Is that the location of those?
Well, my dear friend, what actually happens with the Akashic Records is every minute of your day, every waking moment of your time, and every sleep time moment that you have of your life is a part of your Akashic Record. So as it plays it out, it becomes a part of your record. The record does not exist within you or in your auric field. It actually is held in your soul group, that is, the place of the place of your characteristic and your contact, where you evolved from, friend, as a being in the spirit world before you had a physical existence.
Okay. When, if you're working on someone doing healings and you in their chakras, is the chakras, if there's blockages, is that just hands-on, just transmuting those blockages in each chakra? Is that due to emotional, mental blockages of energy in those chakras? Will that help clear things going on in their physical?
Well, I take your point, friend, and you have to look at it this way. Your physical body is just like the earth. The Earth is represented with certain energy lines around it that crisscross around it, through it, go actually from one side to the other, and go in all different kinds of directions as well as upwards into the atmosphere. So that is a physical vehicle, if you like, exactly the same as your physical body is. So, my friend, there is most certainly a statement of fact that your physical body, because it is a living organism, the same as the planet, actually has energy lines within it. And it is true to say that if you align these certain energy patterns and you make well with them, you become in balance and in harmony in your life, then these energy patterns and these energy lines will be in equilibrium to your life. If you are out of balance, if you are ill in some way, or perhaps you've done something negatively, or something negatively has impacted upon you in your life, then this will be, my friend, something which will have an effect upon you. And it doesn't only affect you physically, physiologically, because you're a physical being, but it also affects the energy chakra points and the energy ley lines within your own physical body system.
Okay.
Do you see?
Yes. So is there, is it helpful? The earth, like the earth mounds, say like serpent mounds, the mounds that were put here on the earth, that are there places that if you go and take your physical body that will help realign your body by being on those points, power points of the earth?
Well, yes, I take your point, friend. The point of actually doing that is to be in a spiritual evolutionary place, in a spiritually evolutionary setting. That is the point of doing that, of perhaps, shall we say, going to some ancient spiritual site or something like that. But, my friend, you can just as well do that same task if you sit under a tree, or if you actually blend with a tree and get to understand its feelings. This is something that you can do even in your garden or in your local park. So I would not say that you automatically have to go perhaps trudging across the desert or across thousands of miles of tropical rainforest in order to get to a certain place like Machin Picchu or whatever it is. You see, you actually are able to bring about this situation, this cyclic acknowledgement of your energy in your own space. It isn't something that you have to go and visit somewhere else in order to do with it. I understand, though, your connotation and your reasoning. It is most certainly a very beautifying experience, friend, for you to go to, for example, a place which has a religious connotation or religious inflection of it, perhaps something like an ancient monument, even a church, and I do not say that in a derogatory way, but many churches have a beautiful, loving vibration within them, partly because they are actually anchored upon a specific ley line, as that has been written down, but also because they are built with such loving care and devotion to those subjects who built it. So there is a lot of love already in there, in that building. It doesn't have to sit on a ley line, but most churches are.
Okay, is it important that we work with these ley lines of the earth to help heal the earth and balance, keep the earth in balance also? Is that as a light worker, as someone doing energy work and healing work?
Yes. Yes, my friend, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Yes, absolutely so. It is important that you use the ley lines and the energies of the Earth planet itself. It needs that energy from you. It needs you to pray for it, because it needs that energy thought form that you give to it in the form of love, because it helps it to survive all of the negativity that is happening to it at the moment. And you would agree that that is quite excessive from human behavior.
So
I hope this is helpful.
Yes, this is very helpful. Okay, how about, say, symbols or sigils? Does that help empower, say, like the Reiki symbols or using sigils is that bring, does that focus the intent of energy?
Yes, yes. I understand what you are saying, my friend. Reiki symbols and that kind of thing. You could actually use Japanese symbols. You could use metaphors of sound, if you wish. Many people, after all, use Tibetan gongs and that kind of thing in order to signal the vibration and the harmonic layering that you as a human being entrust, infuse to the energy of the physical planet of Earth. The point that I have to make, however, is that this is a symbolic gesture. It is something which then helps you to focus your energy. You're sending your energy through that situation. It helps you to confine your message into a specific point. Yes, you would agree. And that actually what you are doing is you are then using that symbol, that symbology, to actually help you to focus your energy in a very specific and certain laid-down way. I'm saying to you, however, that if that helps you to do that, so be it. Carry on and do that. I'm saying, though, that it is something that you don't have to do. You can do many other things to help the planet, to help the energy of the planet become more wholesome, more harmonic, more delivering of the very positive and loving energies that are held within it, quite simply by doing something about the situation, doing something positively, figuratively, physically, to actually change the situation, not just giving it love, but actually doing something else constructive physically.
And he mentioned, Scott mentioned sage as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Now, sage, my friend, I have to say, of course, is a very ancient remedy, a native remedy of many, many different indigenous peoples groups. And the reason for this is manyfold. It is because this also is an essence which helps you to connect with the spirit world. And I'm talking here purely of the spirit world of the creative force for life. So if you are doing this, you are using, I won't say incantations, invocations, and you are using the semblances of prayer, which are in fact your thoughts, your living thoughts of loving feelings toward other beings, other things, other objects in physical life and etheric beings in their life, and you are sending and connecting with these beings, could be ancient ancestors of your genetic life form, it could be of your own genetic species of race, or it could be any number of races or any beings that you wish to connect with. This is a divine force, and you are using sage very much as a technique for bringing together all of these positive loving energies to bring release and salvation to other negative ones that you may come into contact with. So, my friends, this is something that you would use, of course, if you were, say, cleansing land of negative energy, or something like at a battle scene, or some such thing, or perhaps even a recent demise of animals, or brutality toward animals or something like that. So you can actually use sage for a great many things, and of course including smudging yourself and staging yourself in that way is always a very good idea to keep that form of upper house cleanliness. Yes. I hope this has been helpful to you.
That's extremely helpful. That's very, very, that's a very simple way to do that with the sage and accomplish quite a task.
Oh, yes, absolutely, my friend. You can accomplish so many things. All you have to do, my friend, dear friend, is just to mean it, to deliver that. It's a simple message that we have. You do not have to glorify it in all of this other paraphernalia and bits and pieces that people have. It's not necessary. It's, if you are being true to yourself, to your spirit, to the beauty of God that is within everything, connect with that, work with that energy of love that is a superior energy to anything human beings can manufacture or put a name to.
If you used crystals, does this amplify that energy?
Well, my dear friend, What I have to say, and many will perhaps object to this and disagree, we regard that crystals are, of course, a part of the Earth. Each one in that aspect has a certain specific gravity and a certain specific index of vibration, like everything does in the physical side of life, and everything does in the spirit world, too. So when you use a crystal to do this or do that, what you are doing is perhaps you may be drawing upon some latent and very sensitive and minute detail of energy that is within it because of its inherent crystal form, its chemical structure, its genetic and actual structure at a molecular level. So what you are doing is you are connecting with that and using your energy through that mechanism in order to amplify a certain feeling. The point, however, that we wish to make is that, yes, it may help in one sense if you perhaps you use a particular stone for some kind of healing, or that you use this in some form of engagement, of invocation, or you send your energy, as it were, through it. But what is it really doing? What you are doing is actually you are centering your energy to that object. Once again, you are using a placebo effect, an alternate image, if you like, just like as if you were meditating with a candle. You don't really need the candle. You can put it out. You can meditate without the candle. You can meditate without music. You can meditate without a single sound. So it is just you and the Creator, the beauty of all life, come into your very heart. What better is that? What more simpler thing can you have to bring about in your life, if but for that? So, my friend, if you want to use a crystal and you feel better about that, and it centers your energy and it helps you in feeling that you are doing some good, then use it.
Okay.
Otherwise, don't.
Okay.
And your energy, your beautified mind, your pure contact will be just as well, just as valid.
Are there crystals on the Earth that have been used as that are actually programmed crystals, that somewhere in the past people have used those crystals and programmed them for to hold information like the Akashic Records types of that?
No, absolutely not. Crystals don't hold any Akashic Records or any records of anything. They hold the program that you do, because what you do is you invocate the program that you ask of it. In actual fact, my friend, what you're really doing is you're actually communicating with your spirit guides and helpers to help to facilitate a certain specific when you pick up the crystal. That's all you're doing. You could actually make exactly the same contact with your spirit guides and helpers without the crystal. Set it down, put it to one side and try it, and you'll see what I mean.
That's awesome. That's great information.
Okay.
My friend, it is the truth. It is simple. Try to see beyond what people want you to make you to do to complicate your life, that you have to go by all of these different rules and situations. What I'm saying is that it isn't necessary. Spirit is pure. Understand this. Your spirit is pure. Your spirit is a part of God. How awesome is that? How beautiful is that? As beautiful as any hummingbird, as any leaf on a tree, as any bee or fly. And you can connect with your universe in a whole and sublime way that transcends all of those made beliefs that human beings want to make you think.
To work with spirit, you don't need a diploma, you don't need a certificate that somebody's said that you need to have. I mean, you know, you really just need you and the Creator.
That is all you need, and that relationship is what will establish your work in progress, in service to all beings in the light.
Okay. So for us to help heal the Earth, then
yes.
Is for us to accomplish to feel as though that we can accomplish more? Is it to have our guides to be working with us, or do we have all the power, all the connection that we need within us, our within our lineage, our connection? I mean, how does how does that?
Within every breath of life you have, my friend, you have the power. It isn't something that you hold, that you own, but all you have to do, my friend, is to make that connection of love with those beings who are working with you, with whoever it is. And obviously you have to be discerning about this. You have to work through development and to do everything that you can to understand and transcend the knowledge that is purely physical. But this will come to you, friend.
The discernment.
Okay,
pardon?
Oh, haven't you finished yet? Hey, I'm going to go to sleep.
I was trying to get the. Okay, we're working with our guides and
yes.
Choosing that who we're working with. Then just through the asking and the frequency. Their frequency, that's what we're feeling, that frequency coming through, that's this discernment of that love frequency, then we know that we're connected with our higher self. Is what exactly is that, the higher self?
Yes, your higher self is your spirit, friend.
Yes, your higher self is your spirit, not your guide, but Gregory will tell you the difference.
Yes, your guide is the person or people who are working with you. If you need to be introduced to that situation, then you need to meditate for it. Ask in your meditation, in your invocation, please, I would like to be visited by my guides or helpers. And it may not happen the first time, it may not happen the fifth time, but one day it will. And one day you will cross that beautiful divide that rests between your physical state and your spirit. So, my friend, what I have to say is that, you see, you don't need to... Yes, you need to lift your vibration. You don't need to have words of encouragement here, because I feel that we've given them to you. We've opened this little window for you to look at. And, my friend, all you need to do is to sit in that energy, to open yourself up to that energy. You don't have to say that you are opening to a specific level, even. I understand that many human beings have unfortunately set this as a stage, as that you have to go up this level and this level, almost like they're climbing a high-rise building. But it isn't like that, and the spirit world certainly isn't like that either. So the situation is that you raise your level of vibration just by giving out love, just by being silent and still and experiencing the well of love within you. It will just open automatically. Just by opening yourself to the universe. That does not mean to say you're opening yourself to negative spirits. Obviously, you would say an invocation to protect yourself in that instance.
So he would meditate, opening with an invocation, asking... Asking for the highest and the best.
Yes.
Only to be with you.
Yes, and you don't have to sit there on the floor in the lotus position with crossed legs and funny shaped fingers or hands. You don't have to wear funny clothes in order to do it. You can just sit on a straight back chair and just be there. Just be in that sense and that vibration. You can sit under a tree, if you want to, with your legs straight out on the grass.
So you can do this with a friend?
Yes. Or by yourself. And you can sit for one another. If it is with a friend, you would have your friend perhaps to sit for you for 20 minutes, half an hour, something like that. So they would be conscious while you are experiencing your meditation. Then you will swap over and you will sit for theirs, for their experience of meditation. You will each learn precious understanding, precious knowledge from these gifts of spirit that will become illuminated to both of you. It is the most beautiful thing that you can give to another life, friend. The same as healing is. The same thing as healing is to be given to the earth. So you are awakening to your life of spiritual freedom. Without limitation. Without limitation.
So when we open and bring that love energy, that healing energy through us, then we can send that to the earth, and the earth will be able to use it?
Yes. Every time.
And when you send healing energy out anyway, in a prayer or anything like that, then the spirit world can use it too.
Yes.
To where they see fit.
Yes.
And so the spirit world does not have that freedom to bring that through without humanity doing it, without us.
Well, of course it does. Yes, of course it does. The point that we have to make, however, is that humanity are so destructive and so negative within their own situation that it needs an awful lot more than the spirit world can provide itself. And in fact, it is not only that, but that the spirit world regarded that it is humanity's duty of care to provide this service of energy. Would you not agree, friend?
It's humanity's, they're appointed to do that.
Yes, quite so.
Well, I would agree, yes. So my soul group, that I come from, they are always working with me, or do I have to ask them to be there?
You do not have to ask them specifically. You do not have to ask anyone specifically. Of course, you can make contact with that person if you wish to. Doesn't mean to say they're going to respond to you, though, however. And your doorkeeper or other helpers may not necessarily be from your own soul group. They will probably be from somewhere else, just simply because that is the makeup of the spirit world. It is to learn difference. It is to learn the creation and the positive power of everyone being in service to one another. That is how liaisons and the creation of relationships are brought. They're forged both in the spirit world and in the physical dimension, but much more solely within the spirit world, I have to say. After all, you are a being of eternal light, a being who has always existed, because you're part of God, the same as everyone is.
But by saying that you want to develop your gifts and to open yourself up to spirit and be available as a healing force, then that means that you will be, your guides and helpers in the spirit world will be formulating some sort of team to work with you.
Of course. Yes, absolutely so.
And when we leave the physical and go to the spirit, do you stay in the same personality, or do you just lose that personality and then just basically become energy?
Well, my dear friend, fear not. You retain the personality that you are, but you also blend with the personality that you were before you had a physical life.
Okay.
And so that in itself becomes a mixture, if you like. Now, it doesn't mean to say that then one supplants the other, that one becomes a minion of the other. Indeed, it will be for a considerable amount of time, and I use this with difficulty because it doesn't actually exist in the spirit world as it does in physical reality, but for a certain situation, a simulation, if you'd like, of the creation of various aspects of your physical life now in the spirit world, you will still be the same person, Scott, that you are now, including all of those past thoughts, including all of those deeds that you created in the spirit world and in the physical life. Now, with the residue of your physical life journey, that is what is your intention, if you like, so far. You have created your energy, your vibration index as a persona, as an individual being, yes?
Yes.
And that energy vibration is what is going to give you access in the spirit world to various other dimensions or various other levels which are not as divided levels or
not like
going up a large tall building in an elevator or anything like that. These are a graduation of level of development. So, my dear friend, being that you are of a healing sense and that you are a light worker and that you are a being who is well versed with energies of the spirit world and the arc energies of the physical and spirit ether dimension, you are looking at the situation of your developing energy and your raising of your vibration index.
Yes.
And this is something which carries on with you, as do all of the thoughts and feelings of your physical life, everything that you've slept, dealt with, ate, drank, said, all the things you've thought, all the images you've seen, everything comes with you. It's fixed to your spirit at the point of your passing by the cutting of your etheric bead. And at every moment of your physical life, my friend, whilst you were having a physical experience, all of those situations were being a part of your Akashic record, in real time, set in motion upon the pages. And your Akashic book is something which is holographic in nature. It, as you turn the page, your thoughts and feelings leap out in front of you. This life that you are living now is something that is just a small aspect of the total of your wealth of experience as a spirit being. And remember, friend, your total experience in the spirit world is eternal. So that part of experience far outweighs the piece of experience you are having here.
Yes.
And I could go on and on.
Okay, another something quick. I know we're running out of time, but they keep the big thing now is the 2012, the Mayan calendar, the ending of the Mayan calendar. Is that the timing of crossing the galactic center? Is that why they come up with the 2012? Is that why they use that date as an end time? Is that as the Earth, as we're crossing the galactic center, or what's the reason for the 2012?
What is the reason for it? Well, I understand many people have brought symbology toward the year 2012, and in fact, I've even heard it said that many have even come up with other dates now, 2008 and 2016, just in case they're hedging their bets and that it's either side of 2012 that may be significant or may not be significant at all.
Right.
So I have to say, friend, that that is something to do with the Mayan calendar, which, of course, the Mayans were a very clever people who actually took a great deal of stock and control within the system of the actual numerology and the very careful workings of interplanetary dimensional mathematics. And they were taking this into account when they came upon certain forms of their calendar. Incidentally, the calendar of which that is set is but one of 88 Mayan calendars that are actually understood and have records of them.
And they're all different.
In physical life. And they're all different. I do believe that there were some 15 calendars that were actually present every year.
Yes.
To actually, for human physical beings, to say, oh, well, this is the time when the energy level or this galactic thing or that galactic thing is going to happen because of the alignment of certain planets, stars, galaxy systems, or whatever, are actually fishing for something, for anything that makes, that takes away the responsibility of the personal individual to do something now for what they actually believe in, for what they recognize is their own duty of care toward their planet.
It's okay. Just a date that when they stop their calendar, basically.
Yes.
It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
Anyway, Scott, thank you ever so much. Look, you've taken us right up to time. And I suggest you get an Akashic reading, you know, and if you can't afford a full one,
I will take advantage
of our mini ones.
Yes, I will do that. And one quick question that they
but
say.
I can't.
All right.
I have to finish.
Yes, 5-2, I have to finish.
Thank you very much.
Again.
And blessings. And I
can
love to all of you, and I'll call again.
Okay,
thank you, thank you,
care,
thank you.
Love.
With love and light, my dear friend.
Thank you.
Peace upon
helpful.
Your journey. God bless.
But bless.
God bless.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Gregory. Literally, it's time up.
Yes,
okay.
Right. So I hope that this has brought the message across.
Absolutely,
you see,
yes.
Simplicity is the key. You all have the key. It's there within you. Use it before it gets rusty.
Okay, thank you.
God bless.
And this is what it's all about. You know, I mean, we're here not to preach about all of this. We're here to answer your questions about what you want to know, and we're all the same. So questions like Scott's questions tonight, I'm sure everybody can relate to, and that's the idea. Okay, email us at enq@spirit-teaching.com if you would like a mini Akashic reading. Okay, your full name at birth, your date of birth, one question. Just remember enq@spirit-teaching.com, and our website is spirit-teaching.com. And I'd like to say thank you so much for listening to the wonderful BBS Radio and joining us on Spirit's Work. My name is Sylvie Avery. Until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.